This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on the environment.
Texas Comptroller has estimated that, and you've heard this number quite a bit, 400,000. 400,000 is being produced in the ETJ, but it's not being collected by the city. So that's money that we're leaving on the table, right? And 400,000 doesn't sound like it's a lot, right? I think I heard that there's a sushi restaurant that the SpaceX corporation plans to build, and it's about 500,000 is my understanding is projected. So when you think about 400,000 per year that comes in, it's not it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's money that could fund quality of life projects or economic development. And so it's expected that that money will actually grow, right? So I've heard a lot of people say, why are we only doing this for 400,000? That's not a lot. Well, to our community, our size, it is a lot, and it can make a huge impact. More importantly, it's going to grow. There's been chatter and newspaper articles written about SpaceX building a $14 million rec center and sushi restaurant. The sushi restaurant is what's estimated to be about 500,000, so it's going to be a pretty good sushi restaurant. I'm looking forward to that. I love sushi. They also plan to open a $15 million shopping center and restaurant in Brownsville. And I can guarantee you, with the amount of tourism that has come in for the flights, they're going to frequent those shops. They're going to stop and stay in our city. They're going to stay in our hotels. They're going to stay and shop at your businesses, receive your members' services. And they're going to pay a sales tax on that. And if it's in the ETJ and the MDD's created, they'll pay a sales tax there. And that will come and that will fund projects for quality of life and economic development within the city. And also in the ETJ. Why is it important? Can anybody tell me here why it would be important for us to also take in consideration about doing projects in the ETJ? It's not a hypothetical question, I'll tell you. The reason is because as a city, we will be growing, right? We have communities coming in. There's Madera. There's a couple of other housing projects that will build in tons of rooftops. Those rooftops are going to need businesses. So businesses will have to be created, right? If you go to HEB and Paredes, it's already packed. You do curbside because I do not want to go in that store. And we're going to need more HEBs, more Walmarts, Trader Joe's. We might get Trader Joe's. That'd be nice, right? I like their... They have a cookie butter that's really good. That's my favorite. So I'm hoping we get them. But it's also important because we have people that live on the outskirts of the city. They live in the city limits, but they live so close that it's more convenient for them to go to a park that would be in the ETJ versus having to travel all the way downtown to go to a park downtown, right? So when you think about amenities, you want to have the amenities that are on the outskirts as well as inside the city, right? You want to improve your parks in the city, and you want to build more parks outside the city, because those same parks would be frequented by our citizens and our ETJ citizens. There's also the LNG natural gas facility that's coming in, and there's a lot of chatter about, you know, is it safe, is it not safe? I think if the federal and the state government have approved it, it's safe, right? But there's risks that can be involved. And with that, of course, we are looking at our fire department because we would service them if we had an emergency. So we're looking into how we can improve our services there. But tied with that is, of course, that's less money for quality of life and economic development. So with the LNG employees that are going to come in, they're going to shop in our stores. They're going to go receive your services. And more importantly, they're going to shop in the ETJ at Elon Musk's shopping center. And they're going to have sushi at his sushi restaurant, right? So that's sales and use tax that we're going to collect. And not just with the employees they already currently have. They're one of the biggest employers in the city of Brownsville. They're also planning to build a 100 million office, industrial factory that could fit 15 football fields. So a lot of that will be machinery, but they're going to have a lot more employees. More employees means we need more housing. Housing projects are coming in. More housing, more rooftops, we're going to need more businesses. More businesses equals more sales tax. ETJ, it makes sense for us to include the ETJ, because that's money that we can start collecting and funneling into our war chest so that we can beat our fellow friends up in Upper Valley, right? We want to be better than them, or at least that's my goal. So what kind of projects can be funded? Well, infrastructure improvements related to the promotion and development of new or expanded businesses. So a lot of these businesses are going to need water or sewer type of infrastructure. A lot of businesses, if they have to go somewhere where it's raw land, you know, they're already putting a lot of investment. They want some incentives. A lot of cities, what they do is they'll give them the incentives through this so that they can build that infrastructure, which benefits the public. It's expanding our current infrastructure. Recreation and community facilities, such as community pools, trails, parks, those are the quality of life type of activities, right? And it doesn't have to be just outside parks. It can be indoor parks, right? When we think of parks, especially in South Texas, I'm already sweating right now, and I'm inside. Can you imagine outside playing with the kids? There's such a thing as when cities were struggling to build swimming pools, they came up with this concept of let's do splash pads. That is more cost effective, it saves more water, and it's cheaper to build. Well, with outdoor parks, it'll probably be more expensive because you have air conditioning, et cetera, but it'd be worth it to have indoor parks here in the city. It's a big concept that they do up north to have indoor parks, but they usually charge. I visited some family friends in Austin. I had my kids. They asked me if they wanted to go to the park. I said, I'm not taking you outside. I'll take you to an indoor park. It was $30 per kid. $30. And there was sales tax on top of that. So they got their cut. Other projects, we can help create and retain jobs. The city and GBIC went through and did a 380 and other type of performance agreement with Rich Products. Rich Products is a big manufacturing company here in Brownsville. They employ a lot of employees, and they're going to add more employees to that, right? So the MDD could do something similar. Can do job training still. Both entities have some kind of form of entrepreneurship or job training. That would continue, and we'd have more funds for it too. Museums and exhibition facilities. We have quite a few, but you know, a lot of people don't know that the zoo is actually a city park. I don't know if anybody realized that. We contract with a partner, the Zoological Society, to run it for us, but it is a city park. And if you think about it, how many of you all remember going to it as a little kid? Yeah, I'm from Upper Valley. Don't hold that against me. I'm from Upper Valley, and I remember going to Gladys Porter Zoo as a kid, right? And we do, of course, we have a zip line, and we were very close to losing our accreditation. But it was recently renewed for 5 more years, which helps us, because we were about to lose our zoo. The zoo is the only zoo, I believe, south of San Antonio, right?
Yes.
And it's frequented by not just Brownsville kids, but kids from McAllen, San Juan. Growing up, I'm from San Juan, Texas. I remember the zoo very fondly. And it would be heartbreaking if we lost it, right? Because then the next closest zoo would be San Antonio. And who wants to go to San Antonio? Especially when you have Brownsville. Come on. The food's better here. And so with that said, we would be able to expand our zoo program and build other facilities that are similar. And so, you know, one big project that I hope comes to fruition is, of course, a recreational center, like a YMCA or something like that. That could be funded with this, right? And so imagine fitness. A YMCA has great programs where they can basically subsidize people's memberships. And then you'd be able to, as a family, go. They offer childcare so you can work out. I love a Y. I wish we had a Y here. Why can't we get a why? Why? And so this is something that can be funded by the MDD. We could build it and then have the why operate it for us. So there's no operation costs, right? And then ensure that they offer enough subsidies for families that can't afford the membership. So what are the areas of improvement? Gosh, there's a lot. Brownsville is beautiful, but everything can be improved, right? In speaking with some county commissioners, Omito Nature Park, they've put a lot of money into it, but it needs more money. And Omito Nature Park is a park that is frequented by city residents. The West Rail Trail, Los Fresnos Historic Battlefield, part of that is not in the city, part of it is in the ETJ, and part of it is in the city. So we'd be able to connect it and have a walk and trails. I've heard a lot of people say, we want medical specialties, so I don't have to go to San Antonio or Austin to visit my a doctor, right? Where there's oncologist or endocrinologist, whatever ologist. And one of the things we have, I mean, we have three hospitals. We lack certain specialties, right? But if we offer the amenities that those doctors look for, we would get those services down here, right? So it's incumbent on the city to make sure we have those amenities. So what amenities are these millennials, zennials looking for? They're looking for places where they can relax, parks, trails. So how would this new government agency, if it's created, be governed? It would be governed by a board appointed by the city commission. It is proposed that it would also have representation by ETJ residents. If you think about it, our TERS, we have a few TERS throughout the city. And what is that? It's a tax increment reinvestment zone. And it is has appointees by the city, and it has appointees by the county, right? And that way it's represented by both county and city. So the MDD would be similar in that it has representatives appointed by city commission and a resident or two of the ETJ. One thing I did want to say is if this passes, then the elections would be canvassed May 14th. So the timeline would be, when would this go into effect? We would report the results to the Texas Comptroller by May 17th. They wouldn't start collecting the sales and use tax until October 1st. And then the MDD wouldn't receive it until January 1st. And even though GBIC and BCIC would continue in existence until their obligations are met, that doesn't mean, and they would still receive their funding, right? Because they have to fund. The comptroller has to ensure that those entities have enough funding to meet their obligations. So they would still get funding. But the MDD would start receiving its funding from the ETJ area, because that is funding that's not being collected by GBIC or BCIC. So early voting starts Monday, and election day is May 4th. That website, we have a website, and I believe it is at the front of this presentation. It's BrownsvilleTXMDD.com. And a neat feature of that website is if you go to the tab that says Exequatorial Jurisdiction, or I think it's either it's titled that or map, it'll plug in your address and it'll tell you if you're a resident of the city or the ETJ. So it's a neat feature and it gives more information about it. That's it.
So ladies and gentlemen, let's give Will a round of applause, please. Thank you very much for this presentation.